This is the Onega Girls Locker Room Chat here on 92.1 KMZA. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now is Craig Boswell, head coach of the Buffalo Girls. And, well, Coach, you've had three games since we've last talked, went 1-2 in those games. Tough losses to Hanover and Valley Heights, but on Monday, a big win on the road at Wetmore, 47-36. Had to be just a big confidence booster for your girls, so we'll start with that, Coach. Just what have been your thoughts on these last three, and especially that win over Wetmore?
You know, the first game against Hanover, you know, give them a lot of credit. They played a really good defense that second half, and they just kind of outdid our girls. And then, you know, going up against Valley Heights, we actually played them really well for the first three quarters, and then they came out and kind of exposed ourselves a little bit with the man press, and we just couldn't, you know, they're just so skilled and talented that it was just hard for our girls to kind of get over that hump in that game. But we kind of addressed a couple of issues, and then we played Wetmore, and, you know, the girls played a complete game. We kind of went in there with a game plan, and they stuck with it, and our girls came out and shot the ball well and made some free throws, and ultimately it was just a great, great boost for the girls.
So now overall, I mean, you look ahead here to what you've got coming up. Tomorrow night you'll have a tough one on the road against Frankfort to open up Substate. Frankfort is a team you never ended up getting to play this year. So what do you look at here heading into Substate now tomorrow with Frankfort?
Well, we kind of know what Frankfort was going to do to us. You know, they play aggressive the entire game until the fourth quarter hits zero, so we know that they're not going to give up. And, you know, we kind of know what we have to do. You know, Valley Heights kind of plays similar basketball to Frankfort, and so we actually are going to kind of take some of that film, just kind of learn how we can probably, you know, defeat Frankfort's press and that sort of thing. But, you know, going in there, they're going to come after us. We know that. And if we can just kind of focus and be disciplined and take care of the ball, you know, I'm hoping that we can kind of stick with them throughout the whole game.
And really, Coach, when you look back at this season so far to this point, I mean, it obviously the record's not what you necessarily want it to be, but you have definitely seen some positive strides from your girls so far here this year. So when you look back just on the season as a whole, I know with everything with COVID and everything, with snow days, canceling games, and things like that, it turned out to be kind of a wild year. But overall, how would you just describe and what are you going to remember most about this team?
Well, you know, I think this team played with a lot of enthusiasm, and that's kind of what day one we were trying to do and kind of put Onega back on the map, meaning just like we wanted teams to kind of recognize like, man, they are playing better basketball. You know, they are putting up some points, playing some defense. And, you know, the girls kind of bought into the system. I had some girls that played point guard last year when we put her down on the post. I mean, we switched everything from last year, and the girls just did such a great job finding their role. And then it started kind of paying off here at the last part of the season. So I am excited for tomorrow night, and I think the girls are too after the big win against Wetmore. And I'm just kind of hoping we can keep the momentum going.
Well, Coach, we certainly wish you the best of luck here against tomorrow night against Frankfort and look forward to seeing what your girls can accomplish here in the postseason. But thank you, as always, for all the time you have taken out this year. We really do appreciate it, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Craig Boswell, head coach of the Onega Girls, joining us on our locker room chats here on 92.1 KMZA.